I hope you got your shitting pants on.
Because you are about to shit your pants.
A jelly donut!
I'm your huckleberry.
You're not looking at the big picture! You're not looking at the big picture!
Something wrong with his medulla oblongata.
Welcome to the Big Picture. I am Michael Sargent. What's up, people? Got a lot of follow-up to do here this week. I wanted to first start the show off with a little update on last week's show. So last week I had talked about, you know, like copyright infringement and the possibility that this fat old guy here is, you know, being oppressed for his conservative beliefs. Okay. Well, you got to know a little bit about me and how I am and how I'm wired. And it's pretty simple, really. When somebody tells me not to do something, I probably am going to do it. It's just me. Okay. I'm a very curious individual. And I can't help myself, but when I think that there is something not on the up and up, I'm going to ask, and that's exactly what I did. So I ended up calling the newspaper and speaking with the editor that actually ran the story with my photo in it. And after probably 30 minutes of conversation, I kind of realized that, geez, I kind of like this guy. He's not a bad dude, not a bad dude to talk to. And we touched base on several different things. And I had mentioned last week that it was communicated to me that a lot of my photographs, especially my architectural photographs, which are, you know, some of them are in use, some of them are not, but you know, it was directly stated to me that this news outlet would not do that. So I guess what I'm saying here is, okay, good. So maybe I'm not being oppressed by the local news. But then again, maybe I am. You know, you go with your gut on certain things. And I was told that this is not the case. And, you know, red flags are always up with certain things, but you know, I genuinely believe the gentleman that I spoke with. So, you know, moving forward from it, I do think that, you know, there was some bullshit prior to my conversation with the editor. And I'm not going to mention names here because I don't want to stir up crap for everybody. I can do enough crap stirring, you know, on other topics besides, you know, something simple like this. I mean, in my opinion, I'll be absolutely honest with you. The photographs that I took, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, the camera body that I was using at the time, you know, it wasn't, you know, a barn burner, a super camera. It had its limitations, but that's what I had to work with at the time. And I did the best that I could with it. You know, people still like the photographs that I took, but in my mind and in the way that I look at things, being one of my harshest critics, I just said, you know what? I don't care. You know, these images, yeah, I shot them. But, you know, could I have done better? Could I do better right now? Absolutely. I could go down there, re-photograph some of those photos and just totally smash it. Okay. But, you know, I don't do that kind of stuff anymore because, you know, I have other agendas and other things that I'm working on. But maybe just to prove a point, maybe I will take one of the locations, go down and re-photograph just to, you know, reaffirm the point of sometimes it is about equipment and gear, okay? They always say it's the photographer. Well, yes, to a certain extent, but it is about the gear. And let me tell you guys something. As far as gear goes, I have got some dead sexy gear
I'm rich and I'm dead sick. I'm rich and I'm dead sick.
Well, you know, I wouldn't go as far as saying I'm rich, but my gear is awful sexy, and I'll be doing an Instagram story, probably transfer it over to Facebook too at some point today, because I got some sexy new stuff, so that's going to be kind of cool. And you know, some of this equipment, you know, really some of this new equipment, holy, I mean, all I can say is wow.
Oh, find me sex.
As a matter of fact, I do. I have a sexy new lens, and it's going to be pretty cool. So I can't wait to shoot with it. Should be fun. Should be a lot of fun, people. So, you know, just to reaffirm, yes, a lot of it is the photographer. But good equipment really helps with certain problems that you get with lesser equipment. It's like a magic ray of sunshine.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue. Mama say that happiness.
Mama says. Okay, so, you know, what I'm going to end up doing is, you know, today I'm going to be doing my little Instagram, Facebook story, and I'm going to be going to the studio, opening things up. I've got some things to configure, you know, with a computer and do some editing. I'm hoping I can get a guinea pig in there today just to do a few shots, work on a few things. But we're going to get the Canon printer rolling in there today, too. So finally got ink for that. I don't know where all the ink went, but it was out of ink. So, Jim. Anyway, no worries. But back to this copyright thing. What I'm going to basically say about it is photographers, creatives, artists, whatever, if you've ever had your work stolen, you know, work that you really value, something that you really like, because it's going to happen. If you're a photographer, if you are a creative, there's going to be somebody that will try to steal your work, steal your look. I mean, it happens to me all the time, right? Somebody tries to steal my style in photography, which I don't care. Imitation's the most sincerest form of flattery. But when they steal your photograph itself, well, that's kind of a problem. And depending on who does it, it's like an individual from my small hometown that used one of my photographs without my permission. Was it a big deal? No. Did it kind of piss me off a little bit? Sure. And you know what? It probably wouldn't have pissed me off at all if this dick bag, you know, would have just basically said that, hey guys, this is our hometown cool picture from, you know, Michael Sargent. You know, I would have been cool with that, but you know, there was nothing like that, and I said something to them, and they took the photo down. No, sorry, didn't realize, no, nothing like that at all. But you know, it was a kind of a cool shot of Middleport. So you got to realize there are dickheads out there, and there is thievery.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you, there wouldn't be any thievery in this world, would there?
So, you know, you've got to go with the flow. You got to deal with what you got to deal with, and you know, keep your eye open on your work. You know, if somebody steals your stuff, you got to call them out. If you're not compensated for the work that you do, and look. Let's get two things straight. If you are a photographer and you're any good at it, you are going to invest in quality gear. And that gear costs a lot of money. And this is why I get so ticked off when people, oh, well, I can't afford that. Or can't you do it any cheaper? Or you know what? I would love to be able to do it for you cheaper, but you need to understand something. This gear costs me money. And I don't have sponsors that are just giving me shit off their shelves for me to, you know, for me to say, hey, Sarge, here you go. Go fuck around with this. You know, tell us what you think. You know, it doesn't work that way. You know, although I am huge in my own mind, you know, I am just a small-time country kid who is pretty good behind the lens of a camera. Okay. That's the reality of things. And I'm pretty good with that. But, you know, what I look at right now too is there are certain things that I do very well and doing better every day. And I'm going to be compensated for that. You don't have to choose me. You don't have to use me. I've said this before. You know, just like you don't have to use my photographs. People don't have to steal my photographs. So I'm going to say it again here on this show for this week. Any media company that has photographs for me, that I've done a gig for you in the past, you don't get lifetime use of my photographs, okay? You can use them for a while, but if you want lifetime use, you want to own those photographs and then say, Mike Sargent did not take this photograph, we own it now, fine. Then you're going to pay me for it. It's that simple, okay? But until that day, until people, you know, until smaller media outlet companies, small media producers actually pay for exclusive lifetime use of these photographs, ownership of those photographs, you don't get to use them whenever you want. It's that simple, okay? So, yeah, bunch of bitches.
Bitch.
All right, anyway, so what I'm going to end up doing is I've got to get my my head out of my butt here for a few minutes. Got to take a little break and figure out some stuff. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about photography this week because part of my talk last week was on politics, and I don't want to talk about politics. I get really tired of politics and all the rhetoric around it, but, you know, it's not worth it. I just needed to come out and basically say that, you know, my opinion on it and what possibly is happening with me, you know, being, you know, a conservative individual, and am I being discriminated against? Am I being oppressed because of those values? Well, it's like a Tootsie Roll lollipop, okay? How many licks it take to get to the center? The world may never know. We'll be right back.
Ha. My mama said, but Mike, don't you want to be comfortable? I said, no, I don't want to be comfortable. I want to be scared out of my head and lost out of my mind. I want to fall in and out of love a few thousand times. I want to spend all of my money on my friends and on. I want to ride around on a horse and give people hugs. And when I come into town, they'll say, oh, there's Mike. There's something wrong with that boy. I swear he just ain't right. Cause I won't waste another day.
So, just for the record, that is canon. Live for the story. It was a TV advert. It's all over YouTube. I like the audio in it. And could you say that I'm infringing on that copyright? One may say that, but I'm going to be honest with you. It's all over TV. The way I'm looking at that right now is I'm basically playing a commercial that, you know, everybody's seen on TV, and it's promotion for Canon. I'm a Canon shooter. Maybe Canon wants to discriminate against me too and say, oh, you can't use our equipment because you're an asshole, all right? I could see that happening. Maybe. I don't know. Tell me what you think about that. You know, it's just like my opening. I have some things mixed up into there. I created that whole spew at the start of this show and mixed it myself. So there's a lot of things in there just relevant to this show, things like that. So, okay. Well, let's get back on topic here. We are going to take that much-needed break, all right? So, you people stay cool.
You're an asshole, and you're an asshole.
All right, people, we're back. Listen, we took, you know, a quick, short little break here. But the break is actually a break in segments. So, let me give you a little bit of an update here. All right, so I mentioned earlier in the program that I had spoken with the editor of the newspaper and was trying to get some information. I was told that I would receive an email back with some feedback or some information, you know, regarding all this. And to date, which it's been about 5 days now, that I haven't heard anything back. So at this point, I am unsure of this situation. I don't know. It's kind of interesting to me. Anyway, we're not going to dwell too much over it, but the reason why I bring this all up is I like to talk to you about, you know, picking your battles. And honestly, you know, after speaking with legal counsel, this is like a no-brainer. I could easily, you know, go after the paper and, you know, I don't like to use the word sue. But, you know, they could print a retraction or something like that and basically state that the photo that was actually submitted wasn't a stock photo. It was, well, in a sense, it was a stock photo, but it didn't come, you know, out of my stock. It was basically obtained through a media company that I had done some work for that just, you know, basically feels that they have lifelong exclusive rights to my photography, which I'm probably going to set the record straight with these people and let them know that they don't own any rights to any of my photographs, okay? They have a limited use. So, all in all, kind of interesting. So, here's my next little project that I'm going to bring up today. A couple of years ago, me and some associates were talking about a particular project, and one of the things that a lot of people don't know about me is I definitely have a, you know, a love of animals, okay? Cats, dogs, deer, you name it. I like animals, all right? I think they're pretty cool. I do hunt, you know, I do fish. But that doesn't mean, like, you know, your household pets or things like that. You know, I'm quite attached to, you know, the pets that we have. And they're very well cared for. They're loved. But some people that, you know, I associated with a while ago, that they had, you know, the same enjoyment with their fur family. And we had got talking about, you know, doing a project, trying to help animal shelters get some of these animals adopted. I don't know if you've ever been inside an animal shelter, but generally they stink. They are very overpopulated, and it's a very sad reality of our world that what people do is they dump these animals off or do not spay or neuter their pets. These pets will have, they'll have offspring or get bred and have offspring, and nobody wants to take care of the offspring. So they end up going to shelters or they die tragically, and that's something that is not cool in my book, okay? I don't advocate animal abuse. It's fucked up, if you my personal opinion, and I would be quite likely to bitch slap somebody,
bitch,
you know, for abusing an animal. With that said, we had talked about going around to some of these animal shelters and doing photographs of some of these animals to help get them adopted. That was the gist of it. And unfortunately, it was just a lot of blobbity bullshit talk. And, you know, nobody really wanted to commit to putting any effort into it. As a matter of fact, I think I was the only one that, you know, even made a couple of calls. And that was kind of troubling to me. To work with animals, you need basically a team. They're not like people where you can pose them. They're more like very little kids that have a lot of motion. but anyway, the point of what I'm getting at here is with these ideas and kind of making plans to do this, I was kind of dumbfounded knowing that the action wasn't taken on our part to do this. And my hats go off to Kaylee Greer. She's a dog photographer. She has dog breath photography. You can check that out on the internet. She's really good. She's very good. She got a show by doing the exact same thing we had talked about on National Geographic. They've filmed, I believe, their third episode, probably filming their fourth, and it proved to be a huge success. So to my associates that may be listening to this, maybe you people need to start listening to the old man once in a while because he's not that dumb. And be ready to put in a little work, brother.
Brother!
So, unfortunately, you know, I kind of look at it as, in a sense, it's a missed opportunity. And I don't like missed opportunities. They actually really piss me off.
Jesus H. Christ!
So, you know, you put a little effort into something, and a lot of times there's payoffs, and that's kind of like what it is with photography. You got to go out and hustle. There's a lot of people out there that do this, and know, people hustle. People hustle to get work, and they build reputations, and that's kind of, you know, what's happened. It still kind of ticks me off, you know, when I think about it. So, you know, you people that do all the talking, but never want to put any effort into
you
it.
You people!
Yeah, I would say look at this as a lesson, okay? You know, it was a mistake not to move forward. And if you learn anything from that, that mistake now becomes a lesson, okay? Just my take on it. Some people would, you know, disagree. But, you know, you talk about missed opportunities, and people always say, well, seriously, that actually worked?
Well, now!
Yes, it does actually work. You know, putting yourself out there, hustling. It's, you know, it makes you think. Well, in my mind, I look at the whole thing and say that nobody wants to do that. Nobody puts the effort in. And when you bring up, you know, hard work and dedication to a certain cause, people look at you and go, duh.
What is that?
Exactly. They have no idea what it is. So it sucks, but it is what it is. And I, you know, can definitely interject, you know, or help out with that whole thing on my own. Doing my own thing. So anyway, it's about all the time I've got for this week. I'll follow up with people more next week. It's been pretty busy, and you know, as I said, right now I'll follow up with the copyright issues and things like that, and kind of keep you informed on what I'm doing, you know, regarding all that, which I can tell you right now I'm not going to do anything about it, because as far as I'm concerned, those are kind of old photographs, and they're not important to me. They were shot, but it's always different when the shots come from the heart, when you create something from the heart. And these were just basically stock images. I was asked to take these photos, and they nothing special. Okay, so that's about all the time I have for this week, or all I have to say for this week. So keep that all in mind. I hope people are listening, enjoying the show. You know, we're here putting it out there. Maybe you don't like, you know, my stature on things, or, you know, the way that I talk about certain things, but, that's okay. You know, it doesn't, make me a bad person. It just makes me, different. Okay. So, people, thanks for listening. I am out.
Want that. I've got the power. You sexy motherfucker.